Every day, I do a little radio show called The Writer's Almanac. And after the part about historic dates and people's birthdays, I read a poem. Reading a poem on the radio is not like your average poetry reading. It's more like reading to a high school cafeteria. People are busy frying eggs and sausage and reasoning with their offspring. And if they actually hear the poem, I feel as if something good has taken place. Radio is mostly a backdrop. We're sort of like the spear carriers in Aida. We're not the main thing. We know this. We're okay with this. But sometimes people hear a poem and they reach over and they turn up the sound. And this is a collection of poems that people have reached over for. The writer's fear is oblivion, that your work that you worked so hard on will have its little moment and be buried on a shelf, and nobody will ever look at it again. In radio, we're not afraid of oblivion because it happens all the time. It's more or less automatic. So to me, it's miraculous that poems could be read on the radio and heard and remembered by people and have a life in people's hearts that the poet didn't even know about. Good poems. Now, the blurbs on the backs of poetry books use words like brilliant and lyrical, or emotionally luminous, or luminously lyrical. But if you had a friend, a poet, who showed you her poem and you liked it, you wouldn't say those things. You would just say...